There are many differences between the way the story of the Meraglim is told here in Parshat Shlach versus how it's told in the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, Parshas Dvarim Perek Aleph. The first basic difference is whose suggestion, whose initiative was it? In our Parsha, Hashem says to Moshe, Shlach lecha anashim. It sounds like it was Hashem's suggestion. But when we look in Dvarim Perek Aleph, there we hear, Vatikvan alai kulchem. The Jewish people approached Moshe Rabbeinu and asked for it. Rashi reconciles between the two by explaining that Shlach lecha doesn't mean that God was commanding them to do it, but saying that they could be sent based on their request. Shlach lecha lidatcha, based on what you want. Ani eini mitzav lecha. I'm not telling you need to do it. Im tirtze shlach, if you want, you can send. We see from here a very important principle, which is God allows people to proceed in the path they've chosen for themselves. The very important Gemara in Makot of Yudam Udbet, where Rav Huna quotes Rabbi Elazar, who says, we learn from the Torah, the Nevi'im, and the Ksuvim, that b'derech sha'adam rotzeh leilech bo molichen oso. The way a person chooses to proceed, God leads him in that direction. The Jews wanted Meraglim, God went along with it. All this having been said, though God allows a person to proceed on the path they've chosen, and even helps them follow that path, God still tries to direct us, to help us succeed in the path we've chosen. And we see this in the Ramban, who explains that God's tzivui was meant to give religious significance to it, that the people shouldn't see themselves as violating the trust in God. God himself was going along with them and turning it into a tzivui so that it could succeed. Ki Hashem chafetz leman tzidko. The Ramban paraphrasing the Mishnah, Gemara, and Makos that we say after Pirkei Avos and after learning. Ratzak Kadosh Baruch Hu lezakos es Yisrael lefikach hir b'lem Torah mitzvot shenemar Hashem chafetz leman tzidko. Says the Ramban, God wants us to succeed. Shetehe hashlichut b'mitzvato, that we should see ourselves as going with his command. V'shetehe b'chol shifteim u'v'gidoleim, it should represent all the shvatim and their leaders, l'man yinatzlu. God gave them the formula for how this fact-finding mission could succeed. God allows us to choose the path, facilitates and lets us proceed, but tries to direct us towards its success. And obviously the lesson here is very important. On the one hand, not only do we have free choice, but God helps facilitate the choices we make. But on the other hand, he tries to give us direction so that we'll succeed in the places we choose to go. May we learn how we will succeed in the direction God gives us in the places we choose, in the paths we choose, so that we can succeed, l'man tzidkenu.